Well, we come again this Sunday and doing the overview of the New Testament, and we've done the overview of the New Testament. Now we're doing the overview of the book of Revelation. And we're doing it chapter by chapter, verse by verse, because it's a wonderful book to understand what God has in store for us. He's pulled the curtain back, if you would, for the Apostle John. And God showed him a vision of the world in the end of the age. And what John saw is recorded in this letter, which he sent to the churches. But God had a very special reason for giving us and the Apostle John a glimpse of the future. He wanted to give us hope, assurance that he truly will conquer death and evil, and that we truly will live with him forever in perfect peace. At the beginning of the book of Revelation, it's the only book in the Bible that gives you a blessing at the beginning and a blessing at the end. And this is what I always like to read, the first chapter, verses 1 through 3, to give you joy and hope why we need to look at the book of Revelation. It says, "This is revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him according to the events that will happen soon. An angel was sent to God's servant John so that John could share the revelation with God's other servants. John faithfully reported the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and everything he saw. God blesses the one who reads this prophecy to the church, and he blesses all who listen to it and obey what it says, for the time is near when these things will happen." Chapter 6, and the subtitle of chapter 6 is "Where the Lamb Breaks the Seals." Now, up until this point, we were looking at worship in heaven and how the Lamb was entitled to break the seals and open the scroll. So now we're here where the Lamb, who is Jesus Christ, breaks the first six seals. Chapter 6, New Living Translation. "As I watched the Lamb broke the first of seven seals on the scroll, then one of the four living beings called out with a voice that sounded like thunder, 'Come!' I looked up and I saw a white horse. Its rider carried a bow, and a crown was placed on his head, and he rode out to win many battles and gain a victory. And when the Lamb broke the second seal, I heard a second living being say, 'Come!' And another horse appeared, red. Its rider was given a mighty sword and the authority to remove peace from the earth, and there was war and slaughter everywhere. When the Lamb broke the third seal, I saw the third living being say, 'Come!' And as I looked up and saw a black horse and its rider that was holding a pair of scales in his hands, and a voice from among the four living beings said, 'A loaf of wheat bread or three loaves of barley for a day's pay, and don't waste the olive oil and wine.' And when the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard the fourth living being say, 'Come!' And I looked up and I saw a horse whose color was pale and green like a corpse, and death was the name of its rider, who was followed around by the grave. They were given authority over one-fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and famine and disease and wild animals. And when the Lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of all who have been martyred for the word of God and for being faithful to their witness. They called out loudly to the Lord, 'O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long will it be before you judge the people who belong to this world for what they have done? When will you avenge our blood against these people?' Then a white robe was given to each one of them, and they were told to rest a little longer until the full number of servants of Jesus had been martyred. And as I watched as the Lamb broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, the sun became dark as black cloth, and the moon became as red as blood. Then the stars of the sky fell to the earth like green figs falling from trees shaken by a mighty wind. And the sky was rolled up like a scroll and taken away, and all of the mountains of all the islands disappeared. The kings of the earth, the rulers, the generals, the wealthy people, the people with great power, and every slave and every free person, all hid themselves in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. and they cry to the mountains and the rocks, fall upon us and hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who will be able to survive? Well, may God add his blessings to the reading and the understanding of his holy and precious word in chapter 6. One quick little note, though, about that white horse. It's one of four creatures that was called out in the different horses. But the first horse, the white one, is not Jesus Christ. It is the fake Christ or the Antichrist. And he does come on a white horse, Jesus does, but we'll find that out in chapter 9. But here, Christ opened the seal and caused the rider to come. The evil rider, if you would. And his aim was to hurt people and fight battles. And he was powerful and he did much damage on the earth. And then we had all the other horses that followed on there too, with all his cohorts, if you would, doing evil all around the world. But you know, the Revelation chapter 6, verse 10 says this. They called loudly to the Lord, O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long will it be before you judge the people who belong to this world for what they have done to us? When will you avenge our blood against these people? The most wonderful thing about the story in the book of Revelation, how God let us understand what's going on, the martyrs in the book called out to God. How long would it be before you judge the people for what they have done to us? You know, Christianity is under attack now all over the world, and we're seeing it now even in our own country. And there's been a lot of people martyred for the sake of the Christian faith. And that's the people that are here. And as we see the world's wickedness, we're seeing it now on fires and people out in the riots and different... If you watch television, you know what I'm talking about. And I won't go into all that stuff. And I just know that God's still on the throne, so it gives me hope. But we want those who have hurt others to be punished. And in the following chapters that come in the book of Revelation, judgment does come at last. And God has his plan and his timing. And we must learn to trust him to know what best judgment is coming. For judgment surely is coming, and to be sure that we thank God for the time that he gives us to turn from our sin and to work to help others turn as well. That's what we're all about in these last days of the end of the age. We have a biblical mandate to encourage one another and also to share the gospel, the good news that your sins can be forgiven and you can live with God forever and ever. What a wonderful joy it is to know. Now, I know the book of Revelation is challenging sometimes, and it's got some mysterious portions, and it's filled with symbolism and metaphor and word pictures and sweeping actions. And for centuries, though, scholars have disagreed about their meanings and all the things that are in here. But one thing is clear, the book of Revelation reveals more about Jesus Christ than any other book in the Bible. So, I'm not a scholar. I can't tell you that I know everything about the book of Revelation, but one thing I do know, that at the end, when we get to the end, you will see that we win. We have the hope and the blessed hope. And it says at the very end, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Pray you're having a good day. We're still doing our church service at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, following all the guidelines. And if you're able up to it, we hope and pray that you can come. We've had a few people coming back that just come and they find out that it's safe. We're following the guidelines. But in the meantime, we're grateful that we're able to bring you these online services. Have a precious, blessed day in the Lord. Amen.